I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The most popular of the state's hunting seasons is only days away. Coming up, we'll talk about some of the changes in this year's regulation for the buck season after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. As always, the firearm season for bucks opens the Monday before Thanksgiving, but in recent years, bucks aren't the only game hunters have been bringing home. Antlerless deer can be hunted in nearly every county or parts of those counties this year, and you can take both, according to Gary Foster, game management supervisor at DNR.
Probably the biggest change is a change in the bag limit. We are allowing hunters to harvest 2 deer per day. However, the condition of that, only one can be, one of those could be an antler deer. So if a hunter went out during the 2-week buck firearm season with the concurrent antlerless season, he could harvest a buck and a antlerless deer as long as he had all his appropriate licenses on the same day.
And you don't have to check in one before killing the other, which is a change from the past. Foster says the aim here is twofold. One, to increase the antlerless harvest, but two, to give hunters more opportunity.
Primarily just a management tool trying to, increase the antlerless deer harvest, provide additional opportunity. You know, a lot of hunters, the majority of hunters, only get 2 or 3 days off to off from work, typically a year. So, this should allow them the opportunity to, put more meat in the freezer and to be able to take additional deer. So we're hoping that we'll see an increase in the overall antlerless harvest as a result of this.
And he said while they've made progress on population control of whitetails in West Virginia, some places are still too heavy.
In a lot of counties, the population is lower than what it was, a decade ago. But we're still above kind of our desired population levels.
As for the number of bucks killed, Foster feels confident from all indications that will be up this season. And he adds some of those may be some nice bucks.
We've seen a shift in toward an older age class of deer. We're not yearling bucks, the year and a half old bucks. Back 25, 30 years ago, it was, they probably made up 70% of the harvest in a lot of counties, and we've seen that kind of drop to in the 30 to 45% range.
So the season is only a couple of weeks away, so be sure you have all your proper licensing and permits ahead of time, and you can buy them online at huntwv.com. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.